Very well. We continue in this wonderful series, Reset, the Great Reset. We are learning the importance of starting over, but in the right way, not just turning off and on. If a true repentance has not occurred in our lives and the decision to put an end to those cycles that at some point we left open, we left adrift, and that today they may be a stumbling block so that you can move towards the new things that God has for you. And we are talking in this series that when closing cycles, we will necessarily have to talk about forgiving, because each forgiveness granted is a closed cycle. I like that phrase, each forgiveness granted is a closed cycle. Perhaps we can say that we cannot do it alone. It can be reality. It is important that we are full of God so that we experience His true love and forgiveness in us. And in this way, we can give freely what freely we have received. I want to ask you a question. Could you offer and give someone what you do not have? I don't think so. Even if we try hard, we won't make it. We can't give what we don't have, my beloved friends. That is why it is important to experience that love and that forgiveness of God first, so that by knowing Him, we can transmit all that to others as well and be free. In this way, with a healthy heart, which is what we are going to talk about in this devotional today, we can enjoy the true life that God offers, a life in abundance. So, forgiving is extremely necessary, and only under the guidance of God we can do it in the right way. I invite you to follow this whole series so that we can get to this point and understand a little more clearly where the Lord wants to take us. We were talking a bit about not having prejudices when forgiving, about taking the first step and then not having prejudices, not always being predisposed to ask for forgiveness or to receive it. The third point that will help us to let go, to be free, to truly start over and to be part of that forgiveness and to make others part of that forgiveness is keeping your heart. So, write down the third point. Do you want to be free? Do you want to forgive? Have you already taken the first step? Did you get rid of all prejudice? Now, the third point is keep your heart. My beloved friends, when I have inner peace, what is outside will not hurt me. I want you to keep this in your mind and in your heart. When I have inner peace, that true peace that comes from God, what is outside will not make me get angry. It will not disturb me. It will not be able to steal peace from me. Never react in the same way as the other person. Never leave the place you already have in Christ as a child of God. This is important to always remember so that we do not allow ourselves to be provoked, and in the worst case, when we are going to speak about the subject of forgiveness with someone we need to forgive, let's not open our heart to take to heart any criticism or any reaction that this person has, in such a way that it prevents us from completing the main purpose, that is, to forgive. And I say this because you may be willing to talk to someone and you know in your heart that you are already prepared to let go, to forgive, but once you start the conversation, perhaps the other person who does not know about God is not in the same position in which you find yourself, and therefore begins to contradict what you want to do, and perhaps that person starts to judge you, to bring out your past in the present, to speak against you, and if your heart is not saved, you are going to take it to heart. You are going to let yourself be provoked, and in the end, you are going to make the mistake of not arriving, of not fulfilling your mission to forgive, but leaving it like that, and continue hurting your heart. So, keeping the heart is extremely important. Psalms chapter 37 verse 8 says the following: Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. In Matthew chapter 7 from 3 to 5, see what Jesus speaks. He says the following: And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Let me remove this speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And why do you worry about the splinter in your friend's eye when you have a log in yours? How can you think of telling your friend, Let me help you to get the splinter out of your eye, when you can see past the stump in your own eye? It is a very hard word that Jesus uses, but necessary, because we have to learn something. We cannot give what we do not have, or looking for a solution if first we do not keep our hearts and if we do not get reconciled with God. We will end up really bad. Yes, the wounded always hurt others more and will try to protect themselves in the wrong way. It is not about making a fence around your heart and keep away everyone who comes close to you. We need to heal so that we can offer by grace the healing that we have received by grace. Then let's not run to solve anything if we do not first take a look under the guidance of God about how our heart is. Because perhaps at the moment of provocation we fall, we let ourselves tempting, and we end up making the problem bigger instead of solving it. I hope I am being clear. That is why it is important to review ourselves. How can I keep my heart? If I do not know what I am going to keep it from, how am I going to take care of it if I do not recognize that my heart is not right? Trying to solve things while being hurt with a destroyed heart, it is difficult for things to go well. That is why the first thing when giving our heart is the restoration that God does in it, so that it may be clean, be healthy. A heart that is not hurt will never allow itself to be provoked. So, my beloved friends, before taking the first step, we should pray to the Lord to keep our hearts against any contrary response. Perhaps by apologizing, as I was saying before, you will meet an angry person and perhaps his response will not be pleasing. But remember, do not leave your place and do not fall into provocation either. Be meek, be humble, correct with meekness as the Word of God teaches. And then look at these important points that will help you to keep your heart. Close your ears to every foolish word that tries to contaminate your heart. This is very important because when we carry out a healing process, the first thing we must do is to close our ears to everything that wants to cause more wounds in us. Usually, our ears itches a lot to listen to those things that we should discard, but it seems that it fits more the desire in the heart to be beaten. And I say this because I have had the experience of some cases. When many people want to be restored, it is when more messengers will arrive. If it is a relationship that was destroyed and needs to be restored, the first thing that Satan is going to put in is people who will try to feed that pain instead of healing it. Now, those people are going to come, but the healing will depend on you. God is going to be willing to heal you and take you to start over. But you have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to close your ears to any foolish comment. Be careful with the famous carry and bring. Do not fall in the game of the evil one. Be careful with those who only bring tears. What they seek is to light the fire much more. Remember that you are here to resolve and reconcile, not to let yourself be carried away by emotions. So it is better that you keep your ears. What are you listening to? Close that chapter. That is why I used to give this advice when a relationship is being restored and God is doing something new in the heart of a person. It is to close your ears to everything that does not edify. Do not get carried away by the gossip, the wanting to listen, the I want to know what he is thinking. No. Keep your heart. Second, avoid everything that can make you remember the pain that was caused to you. Focus your mind on what Christ did on the cross for you and how much he forgave you so that you be the one who extends that forgiveness to others. A merciful heart does not give others what they deserve, but what they need. Love, forgiveness, that is mercy. So, avoid everything that can make you remember. If you need to let go of the past, what are you doing on Instagram looking at the photos of the one that offended you? What are you doing on Facebook or social media looking for that person from that old relationship? Come on! Many times, we ourselves are the ones who hurt ourselves. You need to be radical in a new beginning in your life. And the third point, you must understand and be clear that perhaps we never agree with the other person, but we can be reconciled, and it is important to keep this in mind. You keep your heart. When you understand that it is about reconciling, restoring, rather than being agree and thinking the same, we are different. We must accept each other with those differences and mature together. If you focus on restoring, on healing, on reconciling, my beloved ones, the problems become more insignificant and bearable. Keep this in mind. It is very simple. The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. If our heart is bad, everything else will be. Do not try to resolve with a hurt, damaged, wounded heart, because everything you talk about can be used against you. And instead of solving, we will increase the pain. So, today you can pray, ask God to show you through His Holy Spirit how you are. Do not deceive yourself. How is your heart before solving the rest? Start from yourself. Do not take things to heart and learn to rest in the Lord. Keep your heart. Father, I ask you that these words go through our thoughts and every life. The best way to keep our heart is by giving it to you. We do not know how to take care of it. In our hands, our very heart suffers. We make so many mistakes and we get carried away. But when you enter to be owner and Lord of our life, you know how to heal it, to restore it, and you do know how to take care of it. That's why today we say it again. Separated from you, we can do nothing. Take our heart, Lord. Govern it. Take care of it. And teach us that wonderful love that we can experience it today to be free and to be able to give by grace what we receive from you by grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. I invite you to follow me on social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, and on Facebook. You find me as Pastor Elias HC. And lastly, I want to invite you, if you are in Barranquilla or its surroundings, to visit us in this beautiful city of Colombia. Come to Carrera 49, number 72, 148, on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays at 5 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 and 10 in the morning. Our doors are open to receive you, and together we can share a word from the Lord. A big hug. God continue blessing you today and always.